obviously a wonderful zchus to be in Eretz Yisrael, to spend time in Eretz Yisrael. When that zchus is compounded many times over by having the zchus to share the Divrei Torah. So I thank all of you and the Balabais and Balasabais in particular. The suggested topic was to talk about what place, what role, if any, simcha plays in our daily lives. And then after that, to talk a little bit about, perhaps about Simchas Purim in particular. The pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Tachas Hashem Avantas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. When the Rambam defines Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, again, which is not going to be our focus, but when the Rambam defines Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov in Parashat Hilchos Yom Tov, so the Rambam writes, Shivas Yimei HaPesach Ushmonas Yimei HaChagim Shor Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainis V'Chayiv Adam Liyasban Sameach V'Tov Leif. So that the Rambam borrows, quotes that coupling of simcha and tov leif. So maybe that's something also we'll maybe Be'ezus Hashem try to understand what that combination is, what that double phrase is. But let's begin perhaps the first source that you have in front of you is the Mishnah in Brachos. Ultimately, we want to see what the Rambam says in the Mishnah, but we will detour via what Rashi has here as well. Chayiv Odom Levarach Al HaRoah, Shem Shem Levarach Al HaTov. Shenem Mevahavta Es Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha V'gomer B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzaracha B'yetzer HaTov V'yetzer HaRoah B'chol Nafshecha Apilu Nota Al Nafshecha B'chol Meodecha B'chol Mamoncha Dov V'ache B'chol Meodecha B'chol Mido Mido Shuhu Moded L'cha Hevei Modela. Just parenthetically, my father from the book, he used this quote from his father, that the Lashon HaMishnah is asymmetrical. The Mishnah should have said either of two things. Either it should have said Chayiv Adam Levarach Al HaRoah K'shem Shechayiv Levarach Al HaTova, or it should have said Mevarach Al HaRoah K'shem Shemevarach Al HaTova. But the Mishnah doesn't do either. The Lashon is asymmetrical. So what my paternal grandfather used to say is, he used to say it in Yiddish, men bleibt the chayav, which translates that one remains obligated. That this obligation, when we are the beneficiaries of a Besara Tova, so then we take a discharge of chayav. And wholeheartedly make a brach al hatova. When Rachmana Letzlan, we're recipients of a besara ra'a, we say the bracha, but not the same way we not in guts and hearts, not the same way that men bleibt the chayav. It's a profound point. I'll call upon it. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah. It's the second source you have in front of you. That my chayiv levarach al hatova k'shem shemevarach al hatova. What is this equation which the Mishnah is suggesting? Ilema k'shem shemevarach al hatova hatova ameitiv kach mevarach al hatova hatova ameitiv. If the equation is intended to suggest that you say the same bracha, that understanding is obviously not true. V'hatnan al besaros tovos omer hatova ameitiv al besaros raos omer baruch nayin ha'emer. So clearly the equation is not equating what bracha is said, because we say different brachas omer ravel onitzah l'kevelim v'simcha. The equation is not in terms of what bracha is said, but rather in terms of the attitude the approach, the mindset. So the Gemara describes that, formulates that as to be mekabel v'simcha. Rashi, I apologize, I forgot to list the Rashi amongst the sources. So Rashi translates v'simcha here, not that one is supposed to, Rachman al-Islan, recite the Baruch Adai Na'emes to music of accompaniment and hire a band to accompany him when Rachman al-Islan that verse is recited. So Rashi translates with two words, Belev of Shalem, which gives a remarkable definition. Rashi's definition of Simcha is that Simcha is this deeply rooted sense of serenity, a wholeheartedness, a sense of serenity in knowing that things are as they should be. And that's Rashi's definition of Simcha. Okay, let's see what the Rambam has here on the Mishnah. Shama Shmua Tova Mivarech Baruch Ata Hashem Lekan Malcholam HaTov HaMeitim. Shama Shmua Ra Mivarech Baruch Dayan HaEmes. V'chayiv Odom Mivarech Al HaRo'a B'Tuv Nefesh K'derach Shemivarech Al HaTov V'Simcha Shenema V'Ahavta Eis Hashem Alokecha V'Gomer U'B'Chol Me'odecha U'B'Chlal Ahava HaYesera Shenitztavinu Ba Shachilu be'ez sheyitzer lo yoda v'yishabeach b'simcha. So there are at least three points to comment here on in the Rambam. First, in terms of how the Rambam learns pshat in the Mishnah, the pasuk of, I mean, the way the Mishnah presents it, so you could think that the Chazal are quoting the Pasuk as the Mokko for the Chiyav Bracha. The Rambam is saying no. The Rambam first tells us there's a Chiyav Bracha. There's a Chiyav Bracha on Besara Tova. Then the Rambam tells us there's a Chiyav Bracha on Besara Ra'a. No mention of the Pasuk. The Pasuk's not yet on the horizon. Then the Rambam says that Shama Shmo Tova Mivarech, Shama Shmo Ra Mivarech, Na Chayiv Odom Mivarech Al Ra B'Tuv Nefesh. The pasuk serves as the makor for the attitude, for the mindset in which the bracha is made. And once you see it in the Rambam, you see how compelling the pshat is. The chi of bracha here is no different than any of the chi of bracha. Brachas are amidu rabbanan. So the same way all the other brachas are derabbanan, so these brachas are also midrabbanan. They're not sourced. The source for the chiyuv bracha is not in the pasuk. What Chazal are quoting the pasuk for is the kashem, is the attitude, the mindset, the approach with which one is mekabel the that's what the pasuk is teaching us. So that's again point number one that emerges in the Rambam. Point number two is that when Chazal say the Dov Acher, which is again in the Mishnah, which is the part of the drasha of the Bechol Me'odecha, which is relevant to the Chayiv Odom Mivarech Kishem Shemivarech. B'chol ma'odecha, b'chol mido, mido shu modeg lo. It's not an al-tikre. It's not al-tikre ma'odecha ella mido. No, b'chol ma'odecha means, ma'od means everything, with much, with an excess. So b'chol ma'odecha means that no matter what, in every circumstance, b'chol ma'odecha is that should be ahava mufleges. B'chol ma'odecha has a mashmas that it should be ahava yesera, ahava mufleges, ahava yesera. How does that ahava yesera? How does that ahava muflagis express itself? Bechlal ha'ava ha'yesera shenitztavinu ba is that regardless what comes a person's way, regardless what HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon the person, is yoda v'yishaveach b'simcha. So that's again the b'chol ma'odecha is it means ma'od. Ma'od is mashma yeser. To an extreme. So b'chlal ha'ava ha'yeser shen stavinu ba. So then a person is mekabel anything and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends his way, be'ahava, which expresses itself, which translates into yodav yishabeach b'simcha. But the emes is that there is here a third point which emerges from the Rambam. You know, there is a chesirsha vort on the Mishnah that the Mishnichnas of is Mimatim Simcha. And Mishnichnas Abdul Mabim Simcha, so the chesirsha taich on the Mishnah is, so you see that the baseline is that the Simcha. In Adar you increase the quotient, and in Av you scale back a little bit, but the standard mindset is one of Simcha. So it's the question. At times you mav, at times you mamay, but it's constantly and consistently the Simcha. So maybe. Inferring that, extracting that from the Mishnah is a Chassidus Shavuot, but the emes is the same thing emerges from this Rambam. When you think about it, think about it for a minute. The Rambam says, "V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'odecha." Again, ma'od means much, so it means ava yaseir. So ava yaseir means that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, b'chol mido mido shumodeid lo havi modeid lo. So whatever, okay, so one end of the spectrum is that there's a simcha. The other end of the spectrum, Lachman al-Tzlan, is when there's an occasion to say both dayan emes. But it's b'chol mido mida. Everything else is, everything that's in between is also included. So it's clear from this Rambam, it emerges that attitude of simcha is b'chol mido mida. Okay, so this morning, nothing dramatic. Nothing dramatic happened in any of our lives today. Nothing. Okay, that's also b'chol mido mida. B'chol mido mida. The b'chol mido mida doesn't have to be a headliner of either, you know, a spike in the graph of a besara tova or Rachmana Litzlan, a dip in the graph of a besara ra. It includes everything in between. B'chol mido mida shumode l'chavi modelo b'chol avi sessions v'sha afilu b'eshe yetzalo yodir shaveach b'simcha. And if it's not yetzalo, it's certainly the posture, the mindset is one of Hodo'a b'simcha. Obviously, there's no on a daily basis a person doesn't make a bracha. The same way, with the exception of the brachos, the three brachos of Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Avid, Shalos Ani Isha, so brachos always respond to some tangible trigger. There's always some tangible focus for a bracha. Okay, so really, we should be instead of being misadu and shul. So the Gemara describes it, of course, that the person says the brachas as he wakes up in the morning. So there's always a tangible trigger for a bracha. So because of that, we only make a bracha when there's an exceptional besara tova. That serves as the tangible trigger, as it were. Or Rachmana Litzlan, there's a bracha when there's an exceptional besara ra'ah. That serves as a tangible trigger. But clearly, the attitude, the posture, the approach of Yodav Yishaveach v'simcha, it's rooted in the chiyuv of b'chol mido mido shumodeid l'cha. So it's even when there is nothing exceptional happening, that's also nichlal in the b'chol mido mido shumodeid l'cha. As Chazal darshan from the pasuk of Kol Hanashama Tahal Alka, Al Kol Neshima O Neshima, and the Rambam describes it as b'simcha.
So is the V'chol Ava Yisera a definition of V'chol Moedcha? Is that the Rambam's Kiddush?
That's what V'ahavta V'chol Moedcha means, right. Rambam's explaining how Chazal got from B'chol Ma'odecha to B'chol Mido Umido. The B'chol Ma'odecha, Ma'od means excessively, right? Vayu Yaakov Ma'od, Vayetzalo means that Yaakov feared Esav excessively. That's why when the Rambam writes in Shemona Prakim, he writes about how the Nevi'im didn't have to be 1,000% perfect in terms of Amidos. And even if there was something still amiss in their midos, they could still be zocha to nevuah. They couldn't have anything amiss in their in the mishur hasichli, but in terms of their midos, even if there was something off, and then he takes no prisoners, and the Rambam tells us, he tells us what David HaMelech Chasaron was and what Shlomo HaMelech Chasaron was, and he quotes this passage of Ayur Yaakov Ma'od, and he said that and clearly the Rambam's diyuk in the pasuk is the Vayir Yaakov Ma'od. Ma'od always means excessive. It means to the nth degree. So the Rambam says that's how Chazal know that it means b'chol mido mida shehu moded l'cha. But b'chol mido mida, if a person has to be moded b'simcha ad kedei kach, the Rachman Litzlan, even if it's ve'isha yetzalo, then avada, it's v'am kal v'chomer. That he has to be moda b'simcha just for al kol neshima on neshima. That a person has to be moda b'simcha. So it's clear in terms of the original question that we posed: is there a place for simcha on a daily basis? So the Rambam says it's supposed to be a constant defining frame of mind that a person has. But there is, l'chora, I will say here an omek. And I hope Ezra Hashem will be successful. I'm not sure that I'll be able to adequately explain, but try and glean in Ezra Hashem. There is an omek to this as well. The Rambam writes, this you don't have in front of you, I'm just going to read you a few lines. The Rambam writes as follows: Achrei hakdamos eila yadua b'vadoos she'ein lomar b'shum ofen shehakel yizgadol v'yisromeim oser ra be'etzem. Ze eino efshari. I skipped a few words. Elamaisav yis'al kulam tov tzoruf. Here comes the line that we're going to try to understand. Ki hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eino osa elo mitzius, v'chol mitzius hu tov, horo'os kulon hederim. What is the Haftarah for the Pasuk Mishael? Ish lo neder. So what's that one? what Pasha?
It's
for Nachmu. For Mishael. Ish lo neder. No one is missing. Heder means something that's lacking, something that's missing. So what does this mean? Haraos kulon hederim, asher asiya einot tofeses bahem, etc. So at first glance, it seems like fancy philosophical footwork. The Rambam says there's no such thing as ra. No, it's just that's privation. It's what's lacking. But the emphasis is that there's a profound idea, profound philosophical idea, and which is simultaneously a profound musavot. The moshel is as follows. The moshel is as follows. Let's say You go to the mailbox one day. You open your mail, and you find a birthday card, and there's a check inside the birthday card from some benefactor you never met. You have no claims on him. Maybe you don't even have any relationship with him. Sends you a $4 million check. for your birthday. For your birthday. Okay. Then you call up your brother. You're all excited, and tell him. He said, "You know what? I got such a twin brother. I got such a letter in the mail today. Also, I also got the birthday card. Also, from his benefactor, I got a check for $5 million. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna sue? Sue? What do you mean? You give him a check for $5 million, and you give me a check for $4 million? What's that? So we probably would sue, right? I think if we didn't step back and we weren't afraid of looking so foolish, but probably there's some impulse inside of us that might be inclined to do that. But obviously, when one thinks about it, everything, the Rambam, when the Rambam writes, "Ki hu eino osa ela mitzius, v'chol mitzius utov." You hear the voice on the side. The very fact of existence is a bracha, is tov. We don't recognize this because we take a certain baseline for granted. The baseline is that I should have health, I should have panasa, I should be professionally successful, I should occupy a respectable and respected place in the community, I should have my family members should be healthy, and I should have nachas from my children. Now that's sort of the baseline. If anything from that is missing, I'm deprived. I'm deprived, and I have tinnitus. If I have more than that, if I win the lottery, that's a shine bracha. But the we live without realizing it with a sense of entitlement, and this is amazing. The Rambam was not. Rambam didn't give Musar Shmuz. But it's so. The emes is the strongest Musar Shmuz. Ram says no. Who eino osa ela mitzius? Hashem creates. Okay. Does everyone from our vantage point, we don't know the real vantage point. From our vantage point, when we all open the mail and we get that birthday card with the check enclosed from our benefactor. So, does the check seem to be made out for different amounts? Yes. Yes, it does. One person gets a check for $5 million, and one person gets a check for $4 million. So, the one who got the check for $4 million is the recipient of evil? No, from our vantage point, there's less tov. Hara'os kulan hadeirin. But the biggest tov is mitzius. The biggest tov is that a person exists. Everything is beyond that is additional. Lemaisa, people have a capacity to appreciate that. And when you see it, in Baruch Hashem, sometimes you see it in healthy people, but when you see it, Rahman al-Islam, you see a person who's sick, maybe even Rahman al-Islam, a treifa. Every morning when they wake up, they don't have what we correctly or incorrectly, appropriately or inappropriately describe as the quality of life. They may be very limited. They wake up and they're happy to be alive. A person has the capacity to intuit and to feel this. Again, what the Rambam says, it sounds so abstract. It sounds like it's some kind of philosophical footwork to get out of the problem of evil. No, the Rambam says, yeah. From our vantage point, everyone gets a different check in the mail, but everyone's getting a check. Everyone's getting a check from someone who's not beholden to them. And the biggest check is Hamitzias. Who ain't osa Hamitzias? V'chol Hamitzias he tov.
Existence is good. Life is good. Life is the biggest bracha. There's something more in life that I don't have. Someone else has more money than me. Someone else has more children than I do. Someone else is more successful. Okay, so then it's good. So from my vantage point, there's something missing.
There's no va there. There's no va there.
Yitachen, again, we began with the pasuk of Tachas Hashem Avat Hashem Lekecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. Simcha goes hand in hand with tuv levav. The Rambam then, again, Hagamda, that pasuk obviously is not written in the context of Simcha's Yom Tov. The Rambam then uses that coupling to define the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. I don't know, but maybe what that phrase means is that simcha results when a person is margish the tov. When a person recognizes the tov, so then there's simcha. Why our Rambam exchanged lay for nefesh? I don't know. Tzatzorach iyun. But clearly, he has the pasuk in mind. Why the change? Tzatzorach iyun. So the Rambam chay v'varech al avod betuv nefesh, and then when he recaps at the end, I feel be'esha yetzalo v'yoda v'yishabech b'simcha. See, talking of pshat is like this. We saw that implicit in the Rambam is that a person is supposed to constantly be b'simcha. If it's b'chol mido, mido shu modei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being modei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being mamtzik ol nimtzik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being modei. If it's b'chol mido, mido, if a person is supposed to feel simcha, it's supposed to be modei m'shabeach b'simcha, so that's constantly. The Omer Kapshat is because HaMetzias Hu Tov. There's a constant... It's not the extra. It's not because at every moment that also is extra. That's also true, but you don't need that. The chiyuv, the source of the simcha, and the chiyuv of the simcha, and the natural response of the simcha, is that hu osa hametzius, v'hametzius hu tov. When a person's lev is attuned to that tov, when there's a tov levav, so then a person has the simcha.
I think maybe the reason he uses nefesh, you asked why he says nefesh, not lev. Because only mitzad nefesh, the attitude of nefesh, klape lev, which is more of the geshem, can you experience that, accept mitzias. And I would I'm sure you learned in Pedic, Balatanya and Lamed Beis and Tanya, that's this whole chiddush over there, that only mitzad the nafshiyus, can be neshama over guf. To have this attitude that the Rambam says here, you have to come to a place within yourself that gufam tofu the nafshom iker.
Maybe that's the one. When a person doesn't live with a sense of entitlement, a person lives b'simcha. And when we don't live b'simcha, it's because we live, not necessarily consciously, but with a sense of entitlement that blinds us to the ultimate bracha, the ultimate tov, which inspires simcha, simcha v'tuv leva, the ultimate tov, which inspires simcha. Maybe a word about simcha's point. The bottom source you have here on the first side, the famous Rambam. Mutav la'odim laharbas v'matonas avyon milharbas v'sudasu v'shtolach manos l'reyof. She'en sham simcha gedola mefu'ora el l'sameach leiv aniyim v'yisomim v'almonos v'gerim. She'en sameach leiv amlolom ha'ilu doma l'shchina sh'nam l'hachiyas ruach shvalim l'hachiyas leiv nidchoyim. Rambam's famous psak, I think that the Nosei Kelim already right, that this was from the Rambam's contribution. There is no Beferish HaChazal that says this, that in allocating one's Purim budget, so one should allocate more to Matanos Avyonim, the most should be allocated to Matanos Avyonim. That should exceed, that should surpass the allocation, the expenditure for Sudas Purim and for Shalach Monos. First of all, maybe just one teora, you see, according to the Rambam, that not only is Sudas Purim a kiyum in Simchas Purim, but you see that Shalach Monos and Matanos Avyonim are also designed and intended as a kiyum in Simchas Purim. And that emerges for the following reason. The fact that Matanos Avyonim on the scale of Simcha dwarfs Shalach Monos, but if Shalach Monos isn't intended to be a kiyum Simcha, so that's no reason to give a din kedima to Matanos Avyonim over Shalach Monos. It's only if each of these three were introduced by Mordechai Beis Dina, were introduced by the Chachamim as Kiyume Simcha, so then you can assign them their relative and respective positions based on a measurement of Simcha. So you see, according to the Rambam, that all the mitzvahs Hayom, Sudas Purim, it's obvious, but you see that all the mitzvahs Hayom, including Shalach Monos and Matanos Avyonim, all represent the Kiyam Simcha. Memela says the Rambam, if it's all a Kiyam Simcha, so since Ein Shem Simcha Gedola Mufu'ora to be Doma L'Shchina, so then Matanos Avyonim has a Din Kedima over the other mitzvahs. Again, let's try to get a little context on this. If you backtrack to the previous source, if you take a look in the Hakdoma to the Yad HaChazaka, so the Rambam first has his Hakdoma, and then he has his first Hakdoma, and then he lists the 613 mitzvahs. After listing the 613 mitzvahs, what one finds in this paragraph, the Rambam writes as follows: Eluheim sheishmeos u'shoshes ha-mitzvah shenemelo l'moshe v'sinai heinu kolosenu pratosenu v'diktukein. Kol elo mitzvah shenischatshu, the mitzvah derabbanan, chayovim ono lekablam v'lashomrim. Lekablam, we have to acknowledge the authority of Chazal to introduce these mitzvahs, and then l'shomrim, and then we have to practically comply. Shenam elo sosu mikol adovah. Ve'enam tosefes al mitzvah ha-Torah. Mitzvahs derabbanan don't constitute a hosaf. Ve'alma yizhiru Torah l'sosif olav l'sigram yimenu. Mitzvahs. Avalim hosifu bezdin in navi shiye ba'oso azman mitzvah derach takano derach haro derach gizera ein zot osefes. Shehre lo amru shehagodesh baruch hu tziva lasos erva likos megillah va'onasa v'ilu amru chayin hoyu masifin ala Torah. Elakachanu omem. Shehanuviyim in bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likos ha-megillah va'onasa kedei lahazkir shvachav shehagodesh baruch hu utshuas sh'asa lanu. Vayakarov l'shaveinu or l'shu'einu kedei levarcha u'lahalala u'kedei lahodiyah l'daras habayim she'emes v'ashim tuchanu v'atom v'gir gadol l'shalolukim kov me'lov v'aldarach zori kol mitzvah mitzvah shemidim v'esofim bein eser bein l'asase. So Rambam here tells us he has the same thing in Hilchos Mamre. He tells us that the reason the Rabbanans don't violate the Isser Bal Tosef, they have to comply with two conditions. Number one, Chazal had to, as they did, clearly delineate that this is the Rabbanim and not the Araisa. The example the Rambam gives in Hilchos Rambam is when they tell us that we can't eat Basar Of B'cholav, so they have to clearly say, no, Min HaTorah, the only thing that's prohibited is Basar Behema B'cholav. And Midurabanan, we're adding Basar Of B'cholav. So first of all, it has to be clearly demarcated, clearly identified and delineated as a Durabana. But it's clear from the Rambam that's not enough. They also have to then say what it is in the Torah that this Durabana is coming to bolster, to protect, to foster, to facilitate. There's no such thing as just saying, well, the Torah has so many mitzvahs, and we're adding another mitzvah. You can't improve on perfection. Taras Hashem Tamimah. That would also be Baal Tosef. It's not enough to identify it as a Durabonim. You have to explain what the Oraisa, what it is in the Torah that this Durabonim is coming to uphold, that it's coming to protect, that it's coming to foster, that it's coming to facilitate. The Rambam's example, that when Chazal introduced the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, so they not only identified it as a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but they told us what emunos, what core Torah beliefs this d'rabbanan is intended to foster. This d'rabbanan is intended to reinforce. Let's zero in on the last one. Kedei lahodiyah l'doros habayim she'emes v'ashev tichanu v'atorah migrei gadol shalolukim kov me'lov. Interesting. So according to the Rambam, what we're supposed to be hearing when we listen to the Megillah, Shomer Ka'ona, reading the Megillah, what we're supposed to be hearing, reading in the Megillah, was we're supposed to see that the turning point in what happens is with the Lech Knosses Kol HaYehudim. Is that when there's 3 days of tefillah v'tzom, that's when everything turns around. The koach of tefillah v'tzibur. The koach of tefillah v'tzibur. Is that a good one? Megillah? So this actually, the Rambam did find in Chazal. Take a look at the Gemara beginning on Yud Amud Beis. Rambam clearly won't dafyomi because it's only the dafyomi even who make their way through these gemaras. So proof positive that the Rambam learned dafyomi. The Gemara in Yud Amud Beis tells us that before the Amoraim would begin darshaning Megillas Esther, so they gave different introductions. Each one had his own introduction. So the Gemara here in Yud Aleph and Aleph says Rav Masna Amar Mehocha. Rav Masna, he would quote the following as his introduction to his drasha on the Megillah. Umigoy gadol ashalo kim kol me'lov. What's that got to do with the Megillah? That's what the Rambam is telling us. No, the story of the Megillah, what we're supposed to hear between the lines in the Megillah is that everything changes everything changes because of Tefillah B'Tzivur, because of the Migoy Gadol, because of the Haftacha. And it's Mashav Tichon V'Torah that Migoy Gadol, Asher Lo, Elohim, Krov Me'lov, Kashem Elokeinu, V'chol Kareinu Elov. The koach of Tefillah B'Tzivur is one aspect of the Ribono Shel Olam's hashgacha in the world. One of the ways in which Ribono Shel Olam relates to the world. One aspect of his hashgacha pratis is Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, is the koach of Tefillah B'Tzivur. Okay, now let's one more Ma'ar Mokum, and then we'll see if we can tie it together. If you take a look on the flip side. The Rambam, this is the part where the Rambam is describing, he's defining different words which, if one has the wrong definition, so could, Rachman al-Islam, lead one to have some corporeal conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could lead one to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in physical terms. So the Rambam goes through so many of the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in other contexts are used in a physical sense, and explains how they have non-physical meanings as well. So here the Rambam is talking about Shchon. Yadua ki inyan zos hamila hu hasmada sa'omed b'mokam echad. What this word means is to remain stationary in a certain place, such as v'hu shochen be'elon mamre, he was residing, right? When we say in English that someone's residing, it doesn't mean that they're visiting there for 5 minutes. If someone's visiting someplace for 5 minutes, you don't say v'hu shochen sham. No, if you want to say he's if you say he's residing there, in Lashon HaKodesh, v'hu shochen, it means hasmada sa'omed b'mokam echad. Another example, v'yihi b'shkon Yisrael, v'zeh ha'yadua Hamafosam. Skipping to line 4, the Hushal Zeh. Then, literally, right, the word is then borrowed, meaning then there's an extended usage of the word. L'masha eino balechayim. Again, its primary etymological, its primary semantical sense is that, again, Avraham Avinu is shochen be'elon mamre, that a person or a balechayim is in a certain place. But then the Rambam says, we find that then by extension, Hush al zeh l'ma she'eino bal chayim. Aval l'chol inyan she'hisyashay v'shakel al davar acher, ye'omer bo gam kein l'oshon shechina. Anytime you have an ongoing presence, it's described with l'oshon shechina. Ulefi zos, skipping another couple of lines, we're now the fourth line from the end of this this excerpt. Ulefi zos ha-hash'ola hush'al le'eloka yisbarach. Kloma la'hasmodas shchinoso o hashkachoso be'eza mokom shehismida bo hashchino o b'choldova shehismida bo ha-hashkocha. So Shochein, again, in its physical sense, means that a person, a body, lingers in a certain place. By extension, then, it means, in totally non-physical terms, anytime something is perpetuated, anytime something is ongoing, so then we'll describe that as being Shochein. Says the Rambam that when you talk about, he has two meanings for what it means. But according to the Rambam, Nadav Yehuda, Natshuva quotes this Rambam. Nadav Yehuda was asked, what does it mean when we talk about the Shechina? And he quotes this Rambam. He says, for the Rambam, what it means, not after that everyone agrees with the Rambam, but for the Rambam, what it means is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha hovers above a certain place or person, so then you say the Shechina is Shruya there. There's a special Hashgacha over the Makom HaMishkan, over the Makom HaMikdash. That's what it means, that there's a Hashras Hashchina in the Makom HaMikdash. V'chol ma sheba mizos ha-pa'ula miyuchas la'aloka yizvarach hu be'inyan hasmada shchinoso. Sometimes it means Oro HaNivra, physical light. And sometimes it means Hasmodas HaHashgacha B'dover Echad. Kol Makom Kefi Inyano. You have to figure out in context, it can mean either of these two things. Sometimes it means that there's some special Or HaNivra, and sometimes, no, there's nothing physical about it. There's not even this Or HaNivra. What Shechina means, what Shechina represents, is Hasmodas HaHashgacha. Hasmodas HaHashgacha, either associated with a particular place, or associated with a particular person. What's the story of the Megillah about? What is it that Chazal were looking to accomplish through the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah? That we should understand the workings of the Hashgacha in particular. Purim is not using the word technically as a yontiv which reaffirms our understanding and belief in the workings of the Hashgacha, a.k.a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Says the Rambam, that's why on Purim, Chazal, Bein HaYeseh, were mesaken the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, because another aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in the world is that there's a special Hashgacha for Yesomim Achman Latzlan, for Almanos, for Gerim, for these Umlolim, Ki Yimtzok Yitzhak Eli Shamoa Esh Matzakoso. There's a special Hashgacha for Achman Latzlan for the downtrodden, for the Umlolim Ha'elu. Purim is again, Kriyas HaMegil, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be mechazek our belief in the workings of Hashgachas Hashem, in the working of the Shechina, and it's in that context that we have a mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, which allows for the Hidamos L'Shechina, which allows for a person to conduct himself with the same special focus and the same special attention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Hashgacha has. The Hashgacha, the Shechina, pays special attention to the Umlolim Ha'elu. Purim, which is the Yom Tov to be focused on that, so then a person is also supposed to have that Hidamus L'Shechina.
Once again, I thank Aaron and Molly Cass for opening up their homes. Appreciate everyone taking the time out tonight. And I forgot to send a special mazel tov to Rebbe and the engagement of his
son.
Mazel tov.